It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Here's the final battle for this week. We will start with Vince Young. He hires an agent trying to go back into football. Had a lot of issues. Started his career right with Texas. And then started his career with the Tennessee Titans. Went south a little bit, now trying to get back in. Hasn't thrown a ball since 2011, 33 years old. There were some other players who did that as well, such as Tommy Maddox. Can he do it? I don't think he can, but
I don't think he can.
I think this is just, sorry. Now, there are these other leagues, like the Pacific Coast League, that are starting up. Give players an opportunity to get back in, maybe find some, go to the CFL or something. I don't think he'll make it to the NFL. What do you think?
I don't think he'll immediately make it into the NFL, but I think it would be stupid for teams not to take a look at him.
Vince Young?
Yeah, because you look at his arm, you look at the abilities that that he was able to do. Hey, if he has stayed in any amount of shape, I guarantee you he's better than Brock Osweiler.
I guess teams should take a look at Tim Tebow and Johnny Manziel too.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Look at them. Tebow, you know.
I'm not going to start that debate. Adam Formalt's not here, so. All right.
I'm just saying, he had an arm then.
So,
unless he's completely deteriorated, and he wouldn't do this unless he felt like he was totally in shape and willing to go grueling process.
He might be broke.
He absolutely may be a good fit for somebody for at least a transitional year.
All right, moving
just
on.
Saying.
Moving on for all Backups you 20-something girls who grew up right in the age of when I was in school. Derek Jeter, wife Hannah, expecting their first child. Aww. Isn't that sad? Derek Jeter.
And that's sad?
Well, isn't that sad? Because everybody wanted to marry Derek Jeter. But
yeah, although
he can't marry Derek Jeter anymore.
He's been married.
I know.
Yeah.
And now he's having a kid. So.
So how does that change anything?
I don't know, man. That's just, it's sad. I just wanted to lament. You know, I mean, I grew up with all these girls in elementary school that love Derek Jeter.
Who are obsessed with Derek Jeter.
Now he can't get married.
Derek Jeter. So life goes on, I guess.
And yep.
Sorry, you can't have Derek Jeter. Brock Lesnar officially retiring from the MMA, finishes with a record of 5-3-1.
Hey, I'm proud of him.
Are you proud of him? That's
five, three,
a pretty
and one.
Subpar record.
I mean, he came from the WWE.
He
and
was
I've...
the heavyweight champion.
Wait, that's
in
five
2008.
Wins, three losses and one draw, right?
One no con or
was it
probably
no...
one no contest.
So he's above 500.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He finishes above 500, but his MMA career, this was very short. Are you disappointed overall? You said you're proud.
No, I'm proud of him.
I didn't expect him to do as well when he moved over, and he got a title shot in like four fights just by virtue of being Brock Lesnar, but.
We're talking about athletes here. We're talking about people who get the crap beaten out of them every single day.
That is true. And he came from WWE where
Stop. Suplex City's back to stay in WWE, and we'll see what happens. Lesnar, Goldberg probably coming for WrestleMania. Moving on. How about this? A story out of Belarus. A newspaper reporter is made to eat his words. Literally, I'm not going to try to say this guy's name. He's from Belarus. He's a sports paper reporter. He works for the paper Press Ball. He said that a certain team, which I also am not going to try to pronounce, in the Continental, with a K, Hockey League in Belarus would not make the playoffs. In a league dominated by Russian teams, the team proved him wrong. It made the playoffs. And he made a bet. He lost the bet, and he ate his words. Like, literally, like, ate a newspaper in some kind of soup. That's what it looks like. So
that's weak.
That's
weak? What do you think he should have done?
He should have just eaten it straight up.
So straight up?
Just shove the paper in his
mouth? I'm going to make you eat a microphone, Kyle.
That's not organic.
When
paper
NBA when NBA teams
organic.
When NBA teams are made slaves
right
when
now.
NBA teams are made slaves by ads and companies, I'm going to make you eat a microphone.
Hold on. How
I'll make you eat a microphone. We have to move on.
That was horrible because the definition of that means they're not getting anything in return. The whole process of sponsorship
so
is they're paying millions of dollars.
How about this? Iman Shumpert delivered his daughter recently.
Iam Shumpert.
Iman.
Iam.
Iam.
Iam Shumpert.
Names.
Shumpert. He delivered his daughter next to a bathroom. He also got married next to that same bathroom. So the bathroom holds a special spot. Yes, consistency,
Keep
I guess.
Keep it consistent,
but
sure.
He came out this week, said yes, he got married in front of the bathroom. So
consistency's good.
There you go, Iman Shumpert. Also, Le'Veon Bell dropping a rap album this week. How about that? In response to Skip Bayless, but Skip Bayless provoking you to do anything.
If anybody could do this, though, it's him.
Yeah.
I truly believe that it's not going to be trash. I think that a lot of it's going to be kind of joking or not necessarily.
Hey, we'll
as
see.
Serious.
Other athletes have done this.
But if anybody can okay do job. It, I believe Le'Veon Bell can.
Yeah, we'll see. As long as he just stays off of the you know what, it'll be all set. Although that does not affect you necessarily in rap because, you know, it's rap. So,
well, there you go. It would affect your breathing.
Hasn't stopped a lot of other rap artists.
Oxygen deprivation, man.
Oh, my gosh.